their breakthrough product, sir. Scientifically formulated to rinse clean with no oily deposits.
Hot dog.
And it's mild enough to use every day.
Isn't life green?
What's wrong, sir? Did I get some in your eyes? The shampoo specifically said no more tears.
Lovely promise, but one beyond the powers of a mere shampoo.
Sir, I feel there's something you're not telling me. Perhaps you'd feel more comfortable talking to Snappy the alligator.
Maybe.
Hello, Mr. Burns.
Snappy. You know, it's hard to imagine, but I was once a barefoot boy with cheek of tan. I dreamed of Grand Slam home runs and wiping out nations with the stroke of a pen.
Well, there's still time for all those things, sir.
Is there? Controlled nuclear fission is a demanding mistress, Snappy.
So you feel resentful towards the plant?
Yes. Yes, exactly. You know, maybe it's time I sold the old girl.
Oh! They want.
Maybe a nap will boost my spirits.
I'll get that whale song cassette you like, sir.
It's not fair.
I know how you feel, Simpson. I've never seen Mr. Burns so depressed. People think that because he's rich and powerful and cruel, he doesn't have feelings like other men. But he does. And you know what? I bet he wouldn't sell a plant for $100 million.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Don't!
Mr. Smithers... Do you have change for a dollar?
Good, good. Try to eat something.
Homer Simpson here.
Homer, it's your stockbroker. Your stock in the power plant just went up for the first time in 10 years.
I own stock?
Yes, all the employees got some in exchange for waiving certain constitutional rights.
So, how much did it go up?
Wait a minute, let's not do that yet. The book says we have to make a little small talk before you get down to business. Everybody alive?
Yeah.
Like any sports?
Sure.
Ever go dancing?
Not anymore.
We should get together sometime.
That'd be great.
Ah, there, now we trust each other.
Well, how are you?
Ned, death! I'm renewing my notary license on a weekly basis.
Uh-huh. So what's my stock up to?
Let me punch that up on the computer. 25 cents a share.
What should I do?
Well, let me put it this way. You'll get $25 if you sell now.
Sell, sell, sell! Woohoo!
$25. Ooh, hot works. Oh, hammer.
Bart, turn to the financial channel. Aunt Patty says our stock is skyrocketing.
Unconfirmed takeover rumors have pushed Burns worldwide from 1/8 to 52 1/4.
Your father's stock is worth $5,200.
Wow, 5,200 smackers.
Want a Duff?
No, I'd like a bottle of Henry K. Duff's Private Reserve.
Are you sure? Because once I open the bottle, there's no refund.
For your information, I just made a cool $25 playing the market. Buy low, sell high, that's my motto. I may just quit my job at the power plant and become a full-time stock market guy. Have it up, boys.
Oh, thank you. My English is not perfect, but I have to tell you, your beer is like sweet to us. Do I have that right? I'm saying that only a swine would drink this beer.
Yeah, but thank you anyway.
Hey, you guys aren't from around here, are you?
Nein, we are from Germany. He is from the east. I am from the west.
I had a big company, and he had a big company. Now we have a very big company.
We are interested in buying the power plant. Do you think your owner would ever sell it?
Well, I happen to know that he won't sell it for less than $100 million.
$100 million?
That's right. I fear for... Oh, don't worry. We still have enough left to buy the Cleveland Browns.
It's the miracle we've been waiting for.
What are we going to spend it on?
Homer's probably buying some magic beans with it right now.
We'll have a savings account. We've never had one. Kids, I think everything is going to be okay from now on.
Hey!
Oh, Homer!
You heard?
We heard. Isn't it wonderful? We have some great plans for that money.
Well, I'm afraid I had some great plans, too.
What do you mean?
I spent it on beer.
Surprise, surprise. You spent $5,200 on beer?
$5,200? What are you talking about? What? Oh! I sold it all for $25.
Ow! Come on, everybody. It makes you feel better.
Hey, Homer.
Did you buy this car with your stock money?
Sure did. And the great thing about it is everybody got rich. For once, all us working stiffs got a break.
Oh. Hey, what do you see, Lenny? He just got back from the plastic surgeon.
Geez, Lenny, looks like you got the works.
Well, it started out as an eye tuck, but the stock kept going up.
Hey, come here. Mr. Burns is on TV.
Mr. Burns, we've heard that a German consortium has offered to purchase the plant. Any comment?
You'll see the Statue of Liberty wearing lederhosen before you see Germans running my plant.
Well then, sir, why are you meeting with them?
So I can look Uncle Fritz square in the monocle and say, nein!
Der Sauerbraten schmeckt köstlich.
Oh, you never cease to amaze me, sir.
Mein Grieche sagt mir, dass ich bin nie aufhöre zu erstaunen.
Wir denken, wir haben ein sehr gutes Angebot.
Du verspielst deine Zeit. Hm? I grudgingly accept.
I think you'll find that these two gentlemen are as American as apple pie. Hans and Fritz, well, that's just John and Frank.
Ich bin ein Springfielder.
No, don't bring your own people in.
Oh, this ain't good.
We can all lose our jobs.
Look at all those worried faces. Except for Lenny. He looks great.
This is the worst day of my life. Those lousy Germans can't fire me. I'm the only one who knows how to unjam the rod-bottom dissociator.
Well, they can't fire me. I'm the only one certified to run the gaseous contaminant particulate fire.
Well, they can't fire me.
Why?
Because...
Guten Morgen. I am Horst. The new owners have elected me to speak with you because I am the most non-threatening. Perhaps I remind you of the lovable Sergeant Schultz on Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
What is the best way to an efficient plant?
I don't know. Search me.
Happy workers who feel secure at their jobs. So let's get to know each other better. Do we have any alcoholics among us?
Me? Right here.
I'm drunk right now.
You'll be given a 6-week treatment at our drying out facility in Hawaii. After which you'll return at full pay.
Oh, great! Hey,
maybe I'll marry Elizabeth Taylor.
Lucky drunks.
Also, we cannot uber-emphasize the importance of employee safety. We plan to have some frank discussions with your safety inspector.
Yeah, talk it to him, Horst.
Hey, Homer, aren't you the safety inspector?
Don't!
That's one big check.
You look sharp today, sir. You looking sharpened today in mine hair?
You looking sharpened today in mine hair?
That was a gutsy decision, sir.
Smithies, come here, I want you. I wanted to give you something to remember me by. And I know you've always had your eye on this photo of Elvis in me.
He was so good to his mother, sir.
Yes, but I couldn't understand a word that man said. Mr. Burns, Dyson, Bull, Marshman, Dyson, Harold, Hound Dog.
Stop it, you're killing me, sir. Oh, sir, what will you do next?
Well, first I'll get that new hip I've been hankering for. Then, who knows? Beekeeping, boxing, bocce ball. The world is my oyster, Smithers. Farewell.
Lisa, your father needs your help. Do you know anything about Germany?
Well, it's a country in Europe.
Good, good, I'm learning.
One of the economic powers of the world.
Because we send him money?
No, because they're efficient and punctual with a strong work ethic.
Oh, woe is me.
Come to bed.
Oh, Marge, I'm going to be fired. I know it.
Don't worry. Whatever happens, we'll pay the bills somehow.
Marge, it's not the money. My job is my identity. If I'm not a safety whatchamajigger, I'm nothing.
Well, if you can't sleep, why don't you do something constructive?
Ooh, Battlestar Galactica. Fit, damn you, fit! There.
Yo, Homer, you gotta get ready for work.
Oh, what am I gonna... Hey, you! Stop being so unsafe, Smitty! Safen up.
Homer, could we have a word with you?
No.
I must have phrased that badly. My English is how you say inelegant. I meant to say, may we have a brief, friendly chat?
No.
Once again, I have failed. We request the pleasure of your company for a free exchange of ideas.
You've been safety inspector for 2 years. What initiatives have you spearheaded in that time?
All of them?
I see. Then you must have some good ideas for the future as well.
I sure do.
Such as?
Well, I wish the candy machine wasn't so picky about taking beat-up dollar bills. Because a lot of workers really like candy.
We understand, Homer. After all, we are from the land of chocolate.
The land of chocolate.
Mr. Simpson.
La, 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 la.
Mr. Simpson.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. We were talking about chocolate?
That was 10 minutes ago.
I think I did pretty good in there.
Yeah, you know those Germans aren't so bad.
Sure, they made mistakes in the past, but that's why pencils have erasers.
Attention, workers. We have completed our evaluation of the plant. We regret to announce the following layoffs, which I will read in alphabetical order. Simpson, Homer. That is all.
Oh. Hi, Karanda.
Now, Bart, Lisa did a wonderful job on my hair. And we saved $40 for the family. We all have to pull together till your father gets a new job.
I made a new bar of soap by squeezing all our little soap slivers together.
That's very clever.
And today, instead of buying comic books, I just read them and left them in the store.
You shouldn't do that.
My jump rope broke, but I just tied it back together.
That's good, Lisa.
I didn't take a bath today, and I may not take one tomorrow.
I want you to take baths, Bart.
Lousy German know-it-alls. Who are they to say I'm not safe? What's the matter with this thing? No problems here.
That's right, Bernsie. Yeah, keep your wrist supple. Throw it. Don't aim it.
This is my park! Get out! It was worth it.
This place has really gone to hell, Mr. Burns. It's obscene what they did to your office.
Listen, Smithers, you caught me at a bad time, but my folk guitar class has been canceled for tonight. Would you like to get together for a drink?
Would I?
All right, I gotta go. See you at 6.
You're going down, my friend.
Yes, sir, Mr. Burns.
That shouldn't be.
Ach, lieber, Bakuns!
That's right.
Gather the nectar, my little drones, and make the honey. Honey for your children.
Fools!
Ready for that drink, sir?
Just a second, Smithies. Let me introduce you to the gang. That's Buzz. That's Honey. And you see that queen over there? Her name is Smithers.
That's very flattering, sir, but we should go. Several bees are stinging me.
Moe's Tavern, Moe speaking.
Yes, I'm looking for a Mrs. O'Problem. First name, B.
Yeah, just a minute, I'll check. B O'Problem. B O'Problem. Come on, guys, do I have a B O'Problem here?
You sure do!
Oh, you, isn't it? Listen, you, when I get a hold of you, I'm going to use your head for a bucket and paint my house with your brains.
Bart, I want you to go down to Moe's Tavern. I need you to bring your father home.
Excuse me, I'm looking for...
Wait a minute. I know that voice. If it isn't little Bart Simpson, I haven't seen you in years.
That's right. That's my pop.
Oh, little Bart, we hear all about your monkey shines. Bet you get into all kinds of trouble he don't even know about, am I right? Huh? Am I right?
Well, I make some prank phone calls.
Ah, that's great. Hey, would you sing that old song you used to sing for me?
Mo, for you, anything.
Look, a blue-collar bar. Oh, Smithers, let's go slumming.
Every teddy bear has been good, is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please. Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
Encore! He's a pip, this one is.
The mirthless laugh of the damned. Hold your nose, Smithers. We're going in. Watch me blend in. Barkeep, some keep domestic beer for me and my buddy here.
I'm not your buddy, you greedy old reptile.
Oh, Smithers, who is this saucy fellow?
Homer Simpson, sir. Sector Seben Grubit, Sector 7G, recently terminated.
That's right, I lost my job so that you could have another $100 million. Let me ask you something. Does your money cheer you up when you're feeling blue?
Yes.
Okay, bad example. So let me ask you this. Does your money ever hug you when you come home at night?
Why, no.
And does it ever say, I love you?
No, it doesn't.
Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. You're old and you're ugly. Nobody loves you.
Good heavens, Smithers. They're not afraid of me anymore.
Hey, Mr. Burns, did you get that letter I sent?
Letter? I don't recall any letter.
Because I forgot to stamp it.
Gotcha. Oh, that kid slays me.
That was no accident. Let's get out of here.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na.
Way. Goodbye.
What good is money if you can't inspire terror in your fellow man? I've got to get my plant back.
Huh?
Gott in Himmel! Who'd have thought a nuclear plant could be such a death trap?
It'll cost another $100 million just to bring it up to code.
Please sell me my plant back. I'll pay anything.
Isn't this a happy coincidence? You are desperate to buy, and we are desperate to sell.
Desperate, eh? Advantage? Burns. Mm-hmm. This is my offer. I think you'll find it's most unfair, but those are the breaks.
But, Mr. Burns, this is half of what we paid you.
That's my final offer. Take it or leave it.
All right, Mr. Burns. You win, but beware. We Germans aren't all smiles and sunshine.
Ooh, the Germans are mad at me. I'm so scared. Ooh, the Germans. Uh-oh, the Germans are coming to get
stop
me.
Stop
easy, guys. Oh, don't let the Germans come after
please
me.
Please stop the pretending you're scared game.
Stop it.
No, they're so big and
stop
strong.
Stop it, Mr. Burns.
Stop pretending you're scared of us, please.
Burns, stop it.
Get out. This is my office now. Get out. You two. This is a place of business, not a peewee flophouse.
Your order, sir?
Restore my office, cancel all repairs, and rehire that chap who sassed me in the bar.
Homer Simpson? But why?
Smithers, I keep my friends close.
And my enemy is even closer. He'll slowly regain his confidence as the months and years drift by, blissfully unaware that the sword of Damocles is dangling just above his head. And then one day, when he least expects it...
Woohoo! I got my job back!